This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. Two Republican congressmen visiting China now want President Bush to skip the Beijing Summer Olympics. They don't think he should go unless China releases political prisoners. NPR's Anthony Kuhn is in Beijing.
Frank Wolf of Virginia and Chris Smith of New Jersey submitted a list of 734 political prisoners to Li Zhaoxing, head of the Chinese legislature's Foreign Affairs Committee. Wolf called for the prisoners' release.
I personally believe unless there's tremendous progress over the next month, whereby they release some of these prisoners, I personally do not believe the president should attend the Olympics.
The two Republicans had planned to meet with several prominent human rights lawyers in Beijing. They said that police had either detained the lawyers or prevented them from meeting with them.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn reporting from Beijing. Dozens of Tibetan monks and nuns headed to China to protest were detained by Nepalese police today. The group trekked through the Himalayas for 5 days. Police stopped them just miles from the Chinese border. Thousands of Tibetan refugees live in neighboring Nepal. In the U.S., Chrysler will close one plant entirely and slash production at another. The factories make minivans and large pickups. The moves will hit 2,400 workers in Missouri, but things may be stable after that.
It seems unlikely that we're going to see more cuts at this point, unless, of course, the market gets a whole lot worse.
That's auto analyst John McElroy. Through May, Chrysler's total sales were off nearly 20%, with bigger drops in large vehicles. From the car industry to the beer business, where deals and takeovers are the trend, two of the largest brewers kick off a joint venture today. Miller and Molson Coors will control nearly a third of the U.S. beer market. Chuck Kernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio has more.
The combined company will be called Miller Coors. The firm says it will have annual revenues of $7 billion and a U.S. market share second only to Anheuser-Busch, which brews Budweiser. Miller's spokesperson Julian Green says Miller Coors will be better able to challenge the St. Louis firm, even if Anheuser-Busch is taken over by Belgian brewer InBev.
We're built to win, so we see no effects, no distraction coming as a result of whatever happened in St. Louis. We're going to be focused on selling more beer for more money.
Green says Miller Coors will try to cut $500 million in expenses. The firm says the savings will come in transportation costs by producing Coors Light at more breweries and by cutting the workforce of 9,800 people.
Chuck Kernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reporting. As for that Anheuser-Busch takeover Chuck talked about, the American brewer doesn't want it to happen, but the Belgian company InBev that covets it isn't letting up. InBev's CEO told Anheuser-Busch shareholders to challenge the company to accept its $46 billion bid. Anheuser brews Budweiser, InBev makes Stella Artois and Beck's. At its best, a good beer is refreshing and delicious, but drink too much and you can do stupid things. A caution and a story transition. Two Portland 20-somethings may or may not have had too much to drink, but their naked romp nearly left the entire city without a drop to drink. On a hot summer night, they went skinny dipping in what turned out to be a city drinking water reservoir. If it sounds gross to drink, it is. The Water Bureau nearly had to dump millions of gallons of drinking water. Fortunately, the couple jumped in a reservoir section that was not in use. Police cited them for trespassing. That is your news and other stuff. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.